Okay, so let's begin. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Volume 34, January 22nd, 1936, Part 2. I, Louisa, was praying the round in the act of the divine will, and I sought to invest my little I love you in the sky, in the sun, in the whole of creation. So here we see very clearly this is the prayer that our Lord is asking of Louisa and asking of us to begin to pray the round of creation. Now, the round of creation has really, like I said last time, hasn't really been explained the way Jesus teaches Louisa. The booklet that you have on the round of creation, round of redemption, was written before all the writings were released. It was basically volume 1 through volume 20, and it was parts of the beginning of 21, 22, and 23, and 24, but it wasn't the higher volumes. And Jesus talks about the divine will and praying the rounds in an explicit manner within the higher volumes. And so what we're going to try to do is we're going to try to put together a booklet so that we can pray the rounds every day and learn the rounds. We're going to be working on this since the summer, but trying to get this thing done so that you can pray the rounds. The I love you that we are called to do is the I love you that Adam had before the fall. It's the I love you that Jesus prayed and Our Lady prayed. It has never been prayed by the saints. You get glimpses of it, like in the Canticle of Daniel. You get glimpses of it in some of the prayers of the saints. But to pray the round of creation and to pray the round of redemption is our job. Jesus has said that all the miracles of all the saints throughout the history of the world has happened because of the souls who are now living in the divine will. So our prayer brings about the miracles that happened in the past. Our prayer now brings about the miracles that will happen in the future. That's how important the praying the round is. And praying the round is, it's all the power that God breathed into Adam that Adam lost. So Jesus breathes this power back into Louisa so that when we learn this prayer, we will be able to pray it and really bring about the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. As Jesus tells Louisa, her job is to form the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. That's our job as well, if we are linked to Louisa. So she says she wants to invest with her I love you, the sky, the sun, the whole of creation, the divine fiat, in order to reciprocate me, form the place in my human will so as to enclose there the sky and all creation. So we see that in God's image and likeness is how we're supposed to be living. So what will happen is the divine will form a place in our human will where God dwells. And he said to Louisa that all of creation, he made the universe for man, but he made the human will for God. And when Adam kicked out God from his human will, we've been living in misery ever since. And even our body has to die. This was not in God's plan. God's original plan was to be eternally young as God is eternally young. Because of Adam's sin, the original sin, we are living in a life that is not supposed to be ours. This misery that we're in is not supposed to be the human life. And so what God is asking of us is he has redeemed us, and now he's asking of us to breathe in this life that he breathed into Louisa. And it's basically more of a life than they breathed into Adam. That's why on Holy Saturday we say in the church prayer, O happy fall of Adam. Thank God Adam sinned. You know, why would you say that? Happy fault was because God is going to do more for us now. Now we have the new Adam Jesus and the new Eve Mary. We have the Son of God and the Mother of God that our lives are supposed to follow. So what God is going to do, what God has done is he's breathed this life of Jesus and Mary into Louisa. And now you have a human basically beginning again where Adam fell. Once he stopped living in the divine will and fell, we've been living in total misery. So now God has breathed this life into Louisa. And if we are linked to Louisa, and only if we're linked to Louisa, we have to really become nothing to enter into this abundant life that has been breathed into Louisa. Can we help her form the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven? So Jesus, Louisa says, I went around in the act of redemption, and my sweet Jesus enclosed all his acts in me. He repeated the most moving scenes in order to reciprocate my little love. So here is this competition begins between God and man because of Louisa. She can now, and again, this is what we're going to learn with the round of creation and round of redemption. She can now go back to Bethlehem, really bilocate back to Bethlehem. She can bilocate back to Golgotha. She can bilocate back to Cana. You know, the wonderful thing is we have the mysteries of the Holy Rosary. And as we begin to pray the round of redemption and round of creation, what happens is we begin to, if we're linked with Louisa, bilocate back to Capernaum. We can bilocate back to Nazareth. See, there's no time or space with the divine will. And so what Jesus wants to teach us is not just as we see at the top, vocal prayer or mental prayer or contemplative prayer. God wants us to begin to pray the round of creation, round of redemption, outside of time and space. We can actually be at the Sea of Galilee. We can actually be with Jesus in Egypt and Jesus, Mary, and Joseph in Egypt. What God is going to teach us is how to pray this life, this abundant life. So as you see here, he's going to reciprocate the divine, the redemption in us. With our little I love you, it's to cooperate with God and then be in competition with God. You can actually be with Jesus Christ, you know, at Golgotha as he's dying on the cross. It's not just pious thought. See, God wants us to allow him to take us there. So therefore, it's only going to be given to those who want this. And if some people say, well, that's impossible, God says, fine, it's impossible for you. When we cooperate with God, it's fiat, and everything is fiat. Let it be done to me as you, Jesus, say. So what the Lord does is we can go back to the Garden of Eden. We can go to the back to the Garden of Gethsemane. It doesn't matter why, where we go, as long as we are with the Lord. We're with Jesus. So again, this is going to be a type of prayer that has not been seen. It has not been seen since Adam. It has not been seen since Jesus and Mary were praying on earth. And nobody knew it. What was breathed into Louisa, no one understood. No one believed. I mean, they didn't think she was doing anything unique, anything different than anybody else. As a matter of fact, Jesus said, most people will think you're doing nothing, yet, Louisa, you are doing everything. This is all based on the round of creation, round of redemption, which is the way Jesus wants us to pray that has never been taught. The saints never knew this. Now, the reason is because this is Louisa's gift. So the closer we get to Louisa, the more we begin to pray, as St. Paul says, continuously. Every heartbeat, every breath, every step that we take, every eye blink, every swallow that we make, it becomes a prayer, one with Jesus. And so our job is to learn how to pray this way. Now, the problem with that is nobody can teach you. You have to go to Jesus. You have to go to Mary through Louisa to learn it. So this is why we want to put this book together, so that Jesus and Mary teach you, and you will receive as much as you want or as little as you want. As you read, as you study, as you put this into practice, your life changes. Why? Because your prayer changes. The saints say, those that pray go to heaven. Those that don't pray go to hell. That's what the saints say. So if Jesus and Mary are teaching you how to pray the way they prayed, through Louisa, they breathed this into Louisa, then what's going to happen is your whole life has to change. It cannot be the same anymore. You live, as Our Lady tells Louisa, you live no longer that of earth, you live a life of heaven while on earth. So again, this is why this is so important that we learn. This is why this is part two, and there will be part three, is we have to learn this life. We have to learn this prayer. And again, I can't teach you this. No priest can teach you this. No bishop can teach you this. It's going to be your desire and how close you get to Jesus and Mary, and your fiat, your docility, your disposition. What do you want? God is going to give you everything that you want. So you can't blame anybody but yourself if you don't have this gift. Okay, so you have to force yourself to want this, because nobody can convince you. Either when you're reading this and you say, I want to be linked to Louisa, so therefore I want to invest myself, I want to invest with my I little, I love you, the sun, the sky, the moon, the stars. I want to enclose the sky of all of creation. I want to go make my round. It shouldn't say a round. It should say, was doing my round praying my round in the act of redemption. So we want to do this. We don't go around. It's to pray around. And Jesus explains that later on. In order to reciprocate my little I love you. So the whole gift of the divine will is up to you. If you read it once a day, that's what you will get. You know, out of 24 hours, you might get 5 minutes of learning how to live in the divine will. If you read it once a week, that's what you're going to get. Learning how to pray the round, you know, in 1 hour, in 168 hours of a week. It all depends on you and your desire to live this gift. So she says, I remain surprised that my beloved Jesus in all tenderness and love told me, my good daughter Louisa, daughter of my divine will. And you must know, the reason that's underlined, that's for us. Jesus is saying, we have to understand this. You must know this. My love is so much that in order to pour myself out, I, Jesus, want to repeat my works. So again, image and likeness. To be in God's likeness is to do what God does. Okay? No saint lived in the divine will except for Louisa. Now, there are some people who are saying that many saints lived in the divine will, and that is false. It's Adam lived in it and he lost it. Jesus and Mary lived in it. The new Adam and the new Eve lived in it. And they breathed this life into Louisa. No one else has ever lived in the divine will. Now you could bring up Father Anibale. Father Anibale died living in the divine will. Okay? So as he died, he began to live in the divine will. Okay, so because he did not read 20 through 36, how to receive the divine inheritance of the Father. So he did not have the fullness of what Louisa possessed, even before she wrote it, because Jesus explains that to Louisa. Louisa was chosen, specifically chosen, to begin again where the human generations through Adam. Louisa begins the human generations over again. We're going to receive through Louisa, because this is God's plan, the preternatural life, to begin to live a life that Adam had before the fall. Okay, integrity, impassibility, immutability, and immortality. It has nothing to do with what we know now about our human bodies, our human life. This body has to die because we left that eternal youth, the eternal life that God breathed into Adam. And all Adam's children, because of original sin, has to die. We have to die. But God wants to bring us back into this divine life. So he's begun, through Louisa, the second generation of the children of light. That's why she's the mother of the second generation of the children of light. God wants to begin again an abundant life that has never been seen since Adam. It's never been seen since Jesus and Mary left Earth. You know, so our God has great, 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 great plans. See, we call the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. We are the ones that are calling fire down from heaven. Come, divine will, come breathe in my breathing. Come, divine will, come beat in my heart beating. This fire from heaven that's going to come upon the earth is symbolized by the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The two hearts. This love of Jesus and Mary, this life of Jesus and Mary, this light of Jesus and Mary is coming to the earth. And the devil then has to leave because we're calling heaven to earth. The devil has been banished from heaven. So when this life comes to earth, the devil has to go and all his people. That's why it's so important that we turn from our human sin to focus on living a life that is truly of Jesus and Mary. This is to live in the divine will, not just to do the divine will that what the saints had. So this is why Jesus says, you must know. This is something that Jesus, it's a command from Jesus that we have to know this. If we're going to live in the divine will, we have to know this. And he says, my love is so much that in order to pour myself out upon mankind again, I want basically them to repeat my works. But in whom can I repeat them? In whom to find a place in order to enclose my works so as to feel myself loved? And this is what we have to know. It's only in Louisa, the one who lives in my divine will. She's the one. She has the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary. Louisa. Now, I love the saints, but the saints did the will of God. Jesus is now asking us to live in the will of God. Okay, that's the saints. Basically, they became saints by what we know is volume 1 through volume 10, How to Become a Divine Mirror of Jesus. No saint ever lived volume 11 through volume 19, How to Live in the Divine Will, because they only did the will of God, volume 1 through volume 10. So our job is to learn how to live in the divine will. We have to become a saint first. We have to know volume 1 through volume 10. Then we have to live volume 11 through volume 19. We have to learn to live through the power of the Holy Spirit, this great gift of the divine will. Because then Jesus wants to give us the divine inheritance of the Father again, to breathe that into us. And that's volume 20 through volume 36. So God has great, great plans, and he is going to do this. How do we know this? Because he's done it in Louisa. And he says to Louisa, if you're the only one, I will be totally satisfied. But I want more. I want my children. So he's given us an opportunity to link ourselves with Louisa so that we can receive exactly what Louisa received. Nothing less than that. So when God is teaching Louisa, he's also trying to teach us, you must know, to have this gift, you have to go to Louisa. He says very clearly, it is in Louisa, the one who lives in my divine will. As Louisa makes her round in my works in order to know them, love them, and call them into herself, The round then reproduces themselves in Louisa, and Louisa forms the theater of our works. How many moving scenes! Now the sky is extended. Now the sun rises with all its majesty. Now the seas murmur, forming its waves that would want to inundate its creator with its love. And now Louisa forms the most beautiful flowering meadow. By every flower, Louisa makes her little refrain, saying to us, Triune God, I love you, I glorify you, I adore you, and may your fiat come to reign on earth. See, our prayer changes as we learn the round of creation. It's to really become a beating heart where God says, I love you, and that we say, I love you. It's to really become a lungs. God breathes into us, I love you, and we breathe out, I love you. When you walk, the first step is God says, I love you. The second step is, I love you. It's in competition with God. This competition is what God is, why we were created. Where do we see it? We see it in the shore, the waves crashing against the shore. It's not just one wave. It's a continuous wave. It's the leaves fluttering in the trees. It's the birds flapping their wings. We begin to see all the I love yous around us. But not only to see the I love yous, it's to hear the I love yous, to taste the I love yous, to smell the I love yous, to feel the I love yous all around us. All our senses are being used to recognize the I love you of God and then giving back to God His I love you. He fills us with divinity, the I love you, and then we breathe back to Him His I love you. We give back to God what is God's. That's why our life becomes, I love you, I glorify you, I adore you, I praise you, I thank you, I bless you, I worship you. May your fiat come to reign on earth. See, we're the ones that Jesus is asking to bring about the fulfillment of the Our Father. May your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. To begin to live this I love you is what God wants us to do. So our life is different than the saints. The saints had a devotional life. You know, they prayed their prayers at the proper time. They said their rosaries. They said their chaplets. They did their novenas. And then they were done. Then they could do their work. Okay, our life is going to be different. It's never going to stop. With every heartbeat, it's an I love you. With every breath, it's an I love you. It's to recognize all the divine I love yous that are all around us. This is what God is asking of us. Jesus says, there is no being that Louisa would not call into herself in order to make her little recital told to us, Triune God, I love you, I love you, I love you. So Louisa is calling us into herself to participate in what she is doing. That's why, again, you have to be linked to Louisa. You have to know Louisa. It is her gift. No other saint could have done this because they didn't have it. They didn't have Louisa. So God has given us a little Louisa as our second mother, or third mother, basically, in order so that we can breathe in with her the I love you and breathe out back to God, I love you, I love you, I love you. So our whole life becomes an I love you. Our whole life. See, heaven is total and complete love, infinite love. Heaven is perfect love, endless love. And you can't enter heaven without love. That's why the majority, Jesus says, Our Lady says too, the majority have to go to purgatory. Because there are so many times in our life that we are not living the I love you. And so therefore we have to make that up. So God has given us the opportunity right now. That's why He says if you're living in the divine will, there's no purgatory for you. Why? Because it's the life of Jesus. It's the life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, through Louisa that you possess. So again, and then even if you fail, Jesus says, I make up for that. And it will look as if you never failed. As a matter of fact, when at the end of Louisa's life, Louisa told Jesus, "I'm so sorry for all the times I failed." And Jesus says, "You never failed, not once. Not once. You always lived in the divine will." That's how powerful this gift is. Somebody born of original sin is then now living a life that is really the life of God. It's a life of love, infinite love. So again, what the Lord is asking of us is to do something that goes beyond the lives of the saints. God is asking us to embrace His life, to live His life. So He says, "My daughter Louisa, our love is not content if it does not give everything and does not repeat our works in Louisa, the one who lives in our divine will." So here Jesus is showing us, that's why He says, you must know this. The one who possesses this is Louisa. And God says, our love is not content if it does not give everything, if it does not repeat all of God's works in Louisa, the one who lives in the divine will. Now, I know some people, when they read the one, they say, that's me. It's me. I'm reading it. I'm the one. No, it's not true. We're nothing. It's Louisa's gift. She is the newborn. She is the firstborn. And Jesus says, Louisa, if you're the only one, I will be eternally satisfied because you are doing this for everyone. But He says He wants us to participate in what He gave to Louisa. So then Jesus says, but this is not everything. Listen still. Louisa, by going around in the acts of creation, repeat my works, and I, Jesus, take the greatest pleasure and delight in assisting at the most splendid scenes of creation in Louisa. See, remember Jesus said, I created the universe for man, but I created the human will for God. In Louisa, she's creating new suns, new skies, new earths, new heavens. And Jesus says, I take the greatest pleasure and delight in assisting at the most splendid scenes of creation in the soul of Louisa. So what God wants for us is He wants to create universes within us. He wants to create galaxies within us. And see, the devil knows this. And so what the devil does is he twists that truth. He perverts that truth. And this is where you see other religions, where they suggest this, but it's not in reality. The reality is found in Louisa. And as the Vatican studies this, and as the Vatican promotes Louisa, we're going to see great changes in the world. Right now, everything is falling apart, and it has to fall apart. Even the soil, the minerals in the soil are depleted. The water is polluted. Everything is falling apart, and it has to. Why? Because Jesus says, I'm bringing a new heavens and a new earth. So he's trying to get us ready for the new heavens and the new earth. So what the humans are doing is they're trying to save the planet. Save the whales, save the eagles, save the dolphins. And they're not saving their souls. Our job is to repair and redo in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. So when we pray, the church always says, when we're in front of the Blessed Sacrament, we represent all mankind. So it's not just your family and your friends and your neighbors, but we represent all mankind. And so what God is asking of us is to really spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament in the name of everyone so that we say to the Lord, I'm sorry for my sins and for everybody's sins. I'm sorry for not being faithful and obedient. I'm sorry for not following and living in the divine will. And what Jesus says is, I accept that from everybody then. See, our job is not just to save our families. That's what the saints do. Our job is to be with Louisa to save the human generations. See, we have a greater gift than the saints have been given. And that's this great gift of the divine will. So when Louisa makes the round in the acts of redemption, in order to make them hers, I, Jesus, repeat my divine life. In fact, I, Jesus, repeat my conception, my birth, in which the angels repeat the glory in the heavens, and peace to men of goodwill. That's what I'm saying. You can go back to Nazareth. You can go back to Bethlehem. It's not far from us anymore. It's just wanting to be there, and you are there. See, the veil is going to be lifted. And as we grow in this gift, you will spend more time with Jesus. You'll spend more time with Mary because of Louisa. You will be in Cana. You will be in Caesarea Philippi with the apostles and Jesus. You will be. Sacred Scripture becomes alive. You actually will be there. And this is what God is asking of us. He's asking us to let go of our understanding. And like with Our Lady, let it be done to me as you say. And go back to his conception at Nazareth. Go back to his birth at Bethlehem. See, our life is to be one with Jesus and Mary. What the world has taught us is to be good and to make sure that you do a lot of good things. That's not heaven. So God wants us to have heaven on earth. May your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. To begin to live heaven on earth. What is heaven? It's to be with Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. You know, St. Paul says, pray continuously, to pray and draw closer to Jesus than we have ever drawn closer to Jesus before. And what God has planned for us, no saint can explain to you. You can't find it in any books. That's why the book of heaven is so important, because what it's going to do, it's going to teach you the way of heaven and no longer the way of earth. So again, our God has got great, great, great plans, but he's asking us, pleading with us, to turn back to him in a way that only Adam lived before he fell. Okay, so our God is asking us, pleading with us, to begin to pray in this manner of the round. Okay, so here we continue. And if human ingratitude constrains me to cry, I go to cry in Louisa. Because I, God, know that my tears will be reciprocated and impearled with Louisa's I love you. And from there, I, God, pass on to repeat my life, my steps, my lessons in Louisa. And when the offenses renew for me in the sufferings, the crucifixion, the death, I never suffer outside of this creature, Louisa. But I go into Louisa to suffer my sufferings, the cross and the death, because Louisa will not leave me alone. Louisa is at Golgotha. Louisa is at Bethlehem. Louisa is at Hebron. Louisa is with Jesus. And this is what our God is asking of us. To let go of what we understand the religious life is about, which is devotional, and begin to live a real life of Jesus and Mary. Not just in our mind, but to actually go back to the garden. Actually go back to be with Jesus at Golgotha. That's why it's so important that we, you know, have that the movie, The Passion of the Christ by Mel Gibson, because it helps us go back there. It helps us to see Jesus. And what is great is then he will actually take you there. See, this isn't just in your mind. It's to, as Jesus says to Louisa, to bilocate back to where he is. Because there's no time or space with God. See, Adam lived in eternity. Adam lived an eternal life. And when Adam sinned, he left eternity and was trapped in time and space. That's where we are. That's why this body has to die. We're trapped. The body dies. It rots. food for worms, Scripture says. But what God is calling us to is back to eternity. That's why he says, through Our Lady, you know, we have to change before the end of time. Okay? Because once time ends, there you can't change. That's the way you will be forever. So God is asking us to change now so that we can enter into eternity. So he's beginning to let the souls in the divine will enter into an eternity while we are still in time. So they bilocate back to Golgotha. They bilocate back to Nazareth. Now, what's going to happen is when time ends, eternity is here. Heaven is here. See, we're calling eternity to earth. Come, divine will. As we're calling this down, heaven, we're bringing heaven to earth. That's our job. And what's happening is souls are getting ready for eternity in a way that they have never experienced before. I mean, when people talk to me about locutionists or visionaries or those that have apparitions, I say, that's nice, but that's for the saints. Luisa did not have a vision, an apparition, or a locution. Luisa was with God. It wasn't an apparition. It wasn't a vision. So what God is asking of us is to let go of the things of the saints and begin to embrace the things that are of divine life. So Jesus says, she doesn't leave me alone. Luisa will take part in my sufferings. Luisa will remain crucified with me. Luisa will give me her life in reciprocation for my death. So it's to be with Jesus and to be one with him in his suffering. In fact, in Luisa, the one who lives in my divine will, I, Jesus, find the theater of my life, the moving scenes of my infancy, of my passion. I, Jesus, find the speaking skies, the suns that love me, the winds that moan with love for me. In sum, all created things have something to tell me, a little word, and I love you, an attestation of thankfulness. But who is the one who renders it speaking to me? Who is the one who feels the voice to all things? It is Luisa, the one who lives in my divine will. It transforms Luisa so much that there is no love that Luisa does not give, nor works that it cannot repeat in Luisa. Therefore, they, the souls linked to Luisa, now he's talking about us, can be called its living lives, the repairer of the works of God. See, it's to be in God's image and likeness. The saints did not know Luisa. They were not linked to Luisa. This is our job. This is what God is calling us to possess. So we'll end there and be back in a few minutes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.